Okay, I could have found it here. Sorry. I know essentially what he's proposing, but I was trying to find that page here. But they're basically proposing a mini storage facility in an area that, okay. This says this area was an eyesore to the area and was an old pond that had grown up in brush, and over time a lot of junk was placed in the pond. It's been cleaned up and filled in, and the owner is proposing to build 310 storage units containing eight buildings, one greenhouse, and an office and living quarters for the manager of the storage site. A 6-foot-tall privacy fence will be placed around the property to provide a buffer to the residential area, and he's also proposing area for outdoor storage for items such as RVs and boats. He did also state that stormwater detention will be provided on property. One of the early concerns I had was with this being a pond or lake. That's one of the first questions I had for Eddie was, you know, was this intended to be somewhat of a detention area? And he had indicated that it's been basically a dry pond or dry lake for years, that it hasn't really held water, but that there would be detention placed on site and everything.
Where about, what location of the county is this?
Right across from Fall Creek.
Right across from Fall Creek Resort?
Oh, yeah, there's a, yeah.
On the opposite side of the road?
Up on the hill?
On the hill?
Kind of back behind a...
Can you go back one slide?
Like,
sorry.
Lawrence Welk in that area?
That a little bit.
Okay. So that's, okay.
This kind of gives you a little bit of an idea. It's a little hard to see.
So that's Fall Creek right there where your cursor's at, my guess?
On the,
down
the opposite side of the road.
Okay. I'm sorry, the Highway 165. That's 515.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. Sorry.
Fall Creek Resort Entrance. The pantry restaurant
okay.
And gas station's right there where his cursor
okay.
Is.
And you're proposing 310 storage units containing eight buildings, a 6-foot privacy fence, some outdoor storage on top of that, and you'll get us a copy of... Of the one that actually has writing on it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I will ensure.
Okay.
And he has already proposed a site plan as well. Did we get that in the packets?
Yes.
Okay.
Does the commission have any questions for our comments?
Is it right on Fall Creek or is it on 165?
How are you going to get to it? It looks like it's way up in the back of the neighborhood.
The road travels along the east side of the neighborhood, but it does have a road going north to it off 165.
So you have to go through a residential area to get to it?
Yes, sir.
Several blocks.
We need to find out how wide that road currently is.
Yeah.
That
okay.
goes through there, too.
I'm not sure how far back it is, but you do have to go away. And it's the neighborhood is all on the west side of the road going to it. There's nothing on it, but you do have to go along the edge of the neighborhood to get there.
Okay. Anything else? Yeah, he did mention I know it's all in there, and we're going to get, it was 6-foot privacy fencing, but probably you're concerned about all the way around it, of course, right, Dave, and those type of things? I think Eddie knows what we're looking for and whether it's even possible. Yeah, or outdoor storage is different.
I'm sure it had to be something.
So, yeah, we're going to need some more info from him. So, get on him. Tell him. Okay. All right, anything else? That's what Mr. Caudill was saying. It looks like it abuts a residential area. And one of the things that I asked him to provide is how wide that road is. It goes up through there. And so we'll get some of that information. For next time, of course, they can only deal with the portion that they own as far as easements, but we still will need to take all of that into consideration up to there that they don't deal with directly.
Okay, so do we want to table the concept until we have more?
No, I think that's what the next meeting's for.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Just some things we'll need to know. He probably knows what we need to know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I just wasn't aware of it at all.
No problem. Okay.
Paul? Also, I see on your plot here, it shows a lot of vacant houses in the subdivision. This is a 2006. If you could get if they have a newer aerial of this to see how many more houses are around.
That would be from our staff, I believe.
Yes, and one thing we'll be able to do, too, is we'll show a video of the site. It's my understanding from talking to Eddie Wolf, these lots immediately to the south are owned by the applicant as well, but they do look like they're residential lots. That was one of my first concerns, was that this is pretty much in the middle of a residential area. Okay. Now, one of the things Eddie had indicated was that there actually was a lot of support for this proposal, that a lot of these residents actually wish to utilize the storage for their own personal, for their RVs, for their personal use. So
we'll get the opportunity to hear that next week.
Exactly.
So, okay. Anything else? Okay, let's move on. The next one, item, I believe, is Besser Corner. That's also Eddie Wolf. Okay. Let him go ahead and do what he needs to do on his end.
And I didn't really put together a PowerPoint. I just wanted to.
You need to get out of the way.
Oh, no, you're fine. No, you're fine. Stay
up
there.
You stay right there.
Yeah, you're fine. Stay up there. All I did was put up an aerial photo just to show approximately where this is located, and it's right on Highway 76. There is some commercial development already in the area. There's a commercial building right here.
Is that like a hairdressing place, or is that just east of Holiday Hills? Is that where that's at? No.
Oh. Body shop. There's a body shop there.
Right, the body shop.
It's right there before you get to. What's the name of that neighborhood that turns up a bit?
Okay.
It's right there.
Okay.
You know where I'm
from. So, yeah.
There's
yeah.
U-Haul place.
Yeah, that'll be easy to find. Okay.
Big yellow metal building.
Okay.
They cleaned up all the property around it.
Okay.
It's right there.
Okay.
And you can go ahead. I think you probably know more details about the specifics of this. I know basically it's that we're proposing kind of a strip center here.
That's just about it here.
Okay.
He's proposing, like you said, there's an existing building out there. It used to be the sign place where they had signs, rental place. That's incorporated into this. It's shown as the existing commercial building on our plat. We're also proposing a new building, 8,070 square foot, light industrial. They're going for like beauty shop, just really light, nothing heavy, no heavy traffic. We've got 29 parking spaces. There is sewer located on it, Division District 2 water. So that's the only thing that we do. It's got two 30-foot entrances that the highway approved. Had to put new culverts in.
Okay, so the request is for one new building that would like commercial, real estate, office, beauty shop type stuff.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any questions on that one?
I couldn't remember. How many units is he looking at with that?
I've never heard an exact number.
Okay.
I talked to him today, and he still wasn't for sure.
But it's one building, and it could be more than one. Depends on the infill.
He is planning on being more.
But it's one commercial building.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
I didn't see any other concepts on there tonight.
Yeah, that's it.
Old and new business?
None really at this point. I did have an opportunity to speak with the county counselor, and he's still mulling over some of this, basically.
Bob and I have asked some questions of the county counselor on some things that we would like to get addressed to make sure that we are doing things exactly how we're supposed to do them. And so the county counselor is looking over some of that to get some answers. There are still a couple things that we've got before the county commission we haven't got answers on yet at all, like duplex issue and some other things. And we're going to try to get that stuff answered I guess I'll be a squeaky wheel because we're going to squeak until we get an answer. We need an answer one way or the other. So that's some of the stuff that, I'm working on through Bob to try to get that done. If there's anything that you guys want to make sure you can ask them, feel free to either get it to me or you're more than welcome to get it right to Bob, of course. So that's really all I've got as far as an update there until we have more info. Okay. Anything else? Thanks again, guys. I know this one, and gentlemen and ladies, this was a like all of them are very important, but this one had a lot of information and issues, and it wasn't easy, and I appreciate you putting all the time and effort